You're listening to the BankForeClosureSale.com podcast. To learn more about us, visit BankForeClosureSale.com. I'm Elise Coleman. This week's episode is titled, Lowering Principles, How a 1980s Farming Crisis Inspired a Controversial Campaign to Reduce Principles. This episode was recorded on May 11th, 2011. A settlement agreement between five major lending banks and a committee involving attorneys general from all 50 states and the Justice Department may be coming soon. The banks have offered to pay as much as $5 billion to reach a settlement. However, the committee was seeking up to $20 billion in fines, and a split over principal reductions could jeopardize the agreement. In the settlement deal that Democratic Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, who heads the investigation, is seeking from the banks, Miller wants principals reduced for troubled borrowers. However, the banks, as well as eight Republican attorneys general participating in the investigation, disagree with this practice. The opposition to principal reductions believes that lowering principals will do nothing to dissuade defaults and lose more money for the banks than if they were to foreclose. However, Miller believes his prior experience to a similar situation stands as proof that lowering principals works. In the 1980s, an Iowa farming crisis forced farming families to face foreclosure. As a result of rising interest rates, farmland and crops were devalued. Many farmers could no longer afford their homes and began defaulting on their mortgages. As a result, Miller worked with the Iowa Bankers Association to start a mediation program. Miller claims that through principal reductions, they helped farmers keep their homes and banks receive their money. Neil Milner, head of the Iowa Bankers Association, gave further insight as to how principal reductions helped Iowa farmers and banks during that time. He tells the Washington Post that the banks were unwilling to cooperate in the beginning. Milner says that once they cooperated, they, quote, could walk away with something to get started again. The institution got the issue resolved. However, Iowa banker Alan Tubbs points out the fact that since the farming crisis was on a local scale rather than a national scale, it doesn't make for an apt comparison for the current situation. Tubbs believes that Iowa bankers felt that they could trust homeowners whose principals they reduced because these were, quote, neighbors and people you go to church with and see all the time. The Washington Post quotes JPMorgan Chase executive David Lohman as saying that reducing principals for troubled borrowers could cost the banking industry as much as $1 trillion. Lohman argues that basing foreclosure relief around principal reductions, quote, should not be undertaken without first attempting other solutions, including more targeted modification efforts. According to Businessweek, the executive vice president of the American Bankers Association agrees that reducing loan principals is a bad idea. Bob Davis mentions that at the amount some loan principals would have to be reduced, the banks would make more money by foreclosing. According to Davis, quote, reductions don't substantially improve the cash flow problem. Republican Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt is one of the eight Republican attorneys general who disapprove of principal reductions. According to Businessweek, Pruitt sent Miller a letter in March in an attempt to dissuade him. Pruitt has said he may seek an alternate settlement if the current investigation remains, quote, inconsistent with our conviction. However, Miller continues to maintain that requiring banks to lower principals for homeowners facing foreclosure is best for all parties involved. According to the Washington Post, Miller acknowledges that it's not the best fix for all situations. However, he's quoted as saying, quote, it worked in so many cases and really kept, I believe, the fabric of rural Iowa together. Although the amount of money the banks have offered to spend on the settlement is $15 billion less than what the attorneys general are seeking, the banks are complying overall. The money is to compensate homeowners who are wrongfully foreclosed on and to provide assistance. The attorneys general are seeking $20 billion in fines. Reuters reports the banks as agreeing to provide assistance to homeowners who have already been foreclosed. An investigation headed by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency requires each bank to provide a single point of contact for borrowers seeking modifications. Bank of America tripled its number of outreach centers as a response. The investigation stemmed from allegations of robo-signing that surfaced last fall. Several major banks were caught processing forged documents in order to foreclose on more homes. Homeowners trying to seek foreclosure assistance complained of unclear loan modification procedures and of being bounced around among departments with no helpful information. You've been listening to the BankForeClosureSale.com podcast episode titled Lowering Principles: How a 1980s Farming Crisis Inspired a Controversial Campaign to Reduce Principles. To read the latest news on the real estate industry and to learn more about foreclosures in general, visit bankforeclosuresale.com. Find your dream home.